American Health Plan phone line and talk with our next guest. Britt Kaczynski is the Lansing Parks and Recreation Director, and he's on the other end of our line. Britt, how are you?
Good.
It's the park time now, isn't it?
I tell you, with spring moving as quickly as it did this year, it's been a fast start to the season.
All right. Well, one of the biggest challenges for any park is the cutting of the grass, the mowing. And I know there has been some issue with how Ingham County may cancel its mowing contract with Lansing, and I wanted to get your take on this story.
Sure. We entered into an agreement last year. It began, we started talking about this time last year. It actually started between the former parks director before I came here and the director of Ingham County Parks, and was implemented October 1 of 2011. So we are currently in agreement for maintenance of 40 parks. These are 5 acres, smaller parks within the city system, and then also parks along the river trail. And when we talk about maintenance, I mean, there's lots of issues besides mowing. Mowing's one of them. So they take care of mowing, trash removal, and the county also takes care of snow removal along the river trail and in some of our lots at those parks throughout the year.
So why are they considering canceling?
Well, there is a issue that has been brought up regarding whether employees were laid off due to this contract, and we are saying that they were not, and they have heard from the UAW that they were. We have seasonal employees, just like every park system has, that are brought on to take care of issues over the summer, whether that be lawn mowing or maintenance, because obviously, as you said, during the warm weather and during the spring, summertime, that's when the parks are used the most and need the most maintenance. And thus the name of the position is a seasonal employee. So our seasonal employees are brought on in April, and they go on a scheduled layoff beginning as early as September and some even into November. And our seasonal employees can work on the golf courses, on the cemeteries, on the ball fields, on our mowing crews, anything that we need in the summertime for additional help with maintenance.
Under the one-year contract, the city was to pay the county $236,000 to mow, trim vegetation, pick up garbage along the Lansing Grand River Trail in the 40s in the city's 40 parks, including those five that have those who have size that's 5 acres or less. Commissioners from the Ingham County Board of Commissioners have said that you only recalled 29 of as many as 56 seasonal workers, according to UAW Local 2256. And according to Donald Vickers, who's a member of the Board of Commissioners, he thinks that the city sold, and I quote, sold us a bag of goods. How do you respond to that?
Well, obviously, I take offense to that because this is something that was an agreement on both sides, was a agreement between both of the Parks and Recreation directors and departments and municipalities. And we have several agreements with the county, Parks and Recreation Department. We have agreements for the Hope Soccer Complex. We have agreements for Potter Park Zoo, for Scott Woods, for the Solden Dog Park. So we have a lot of agreements with the county on various recreation services. We see this one as another of those. And in no way would we want to jeopardize our relationship with the county. So this was in no way trying to sell the county a bag of goods. Again, this was an agreement between both parties.
You think this was politically motivated? The UAW brings it up because obviously some workers that were members of UAW Local 2256 aren't going to be working there, and Mr. Vickers brought this up. Do you think that's politically motivated?
I do think there is politics involved with it, yes.
And so the contract, the agreement, can be canceled with 30 days notice. Where do you stand with that? Have you heard any more specifics? Are they going to cancel it? And if so, what would you do?
Well, last night it was at the Finance Committee meeting of the county commissioners, and it was tabled. I believe they meet again in 2 weeks from last Wednesday, or from Wednesday from yesterday. And so it will be taken up again at that time.
All right. I would imagine you have a contingency plan?
We have contingency plans, yes. But we are anticipating that this will be worked out, that we will continue with the agreement. We believe it's a good agreement, again, for both sides. And we don't anticipate, changes to that.
Two more questions for you, Brett. Number one, are all your parks pretty much open and ready to go since we've had this warm weather so early in the spring?
Yeah, it was unusual mowing this much grass at this time, but yes, all our parks are open. Grosbeck Golf Course is up and running, and so yes, parks are open, ready to go, and people have been using them with the 80-degree days that we had in March.
And summer programs for Parks and Rec, do you have those posted, and can folks find out about those yet?
Folks can find out about those on our website, www.lansingmi.gov, and they'd want to go to the Parks and Recreation section. And we just had our manager's meeting for all our adult softball teams. Over 80 teams came in last night. Our youth registration for soccer and even our summer sports has begun. So, yeah, we're in the summer camp programs in the summer. So there's plenty of things to do, not only in our parks, but with our recreation programs as well.
All right. And I had a couple of inquiries a few weeks ago wondering about the golf courses that are not golf courses anymore. They're not being used, so the land's probably going to be sold. But are those being mowed and maintained?
No, we have, they are, because there's land outside of the fenced areas that we do maintain. But the actual mowing of the majority of the park acreage, no. Those are naturalized areas. You do know that we have plans coming up here for red cedar, that continues to go through. And then Waverly, we mow outside the fence areas and near the roadways, but inside the fence, that is not mowed, naturalized.
We've been talking with Brett Kaczynski, who is the Lansing Parks and Rec Director. Brett, thanks so much. Can't wait to get out to a park.
Thanks, Tony.